A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey. Your hair is out of control, Christopher. You look like Johnny Bravo.
Wow. I mean, that's so annoying. As I look up, there is a mirror right across in the living room from us. And yeah, I've just seen, so I must have had my face leaning forward a bit when I did this fringe, and I didn't realise the height.
It's massive. Looks like a wave.
It's about 3 inches off the front of my head. Yeah. Well, the will shut the hairdressers. Don't expect this to look good when the hairdressers are shut.
I've bought some scissors online.
I don't think I can go through that again.
Really?
It's the haphazard slapdash way you do it.
Come on.
Nah, I don't like
it. Let us cut your hair.
Nah, it's the same as when you're cooking and you just make a fucking mess and you just don't care. It's like
hair.
A whirlwind. If it's just hair, it doesn't matter if it's long then.
It does.
Wow.
So I can't look at it.
It's just hair. It's weird hair, isn't it? I was thinking that as I was doing it today. I was like, hair's
weird hair.
Well, it's weird, isn't it?
Come on, then, how?
It's just like skinny little weird tiny little things that just come off your head.
Yeah, you got a point.
Can you imagine if we were all bald and then hair like got released tomorrow on the telly and everyone was like, there's this new thing here. We'd all be like, fuck off.
Clip it's a bit high maintenance.
Stay at that. Where's me polish? Do you know what I mean?
Keeps you warm, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, no. Does it?
On your head? Probably not. I don't know.
You know, I could Google it, but don't give a fuck. Guys, thank you so much for listening. It's episode 106. We hope you're all right out there. The future is looking brighter. You know, various reasons why it's not, but various reasons why it is. So it is looking brighter. So without going any further on, it's now time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is...
I can't believe you're still doing this bullshit.
Hey!
Come on.
Stop that right now. This week's sponsor is... Prawn Crackers.
I like a prawn cracker.
Oh, and you'd get you this one.
You having
a little noodle dish, are you? Get yourself a prawn cracker. You having a little rice dish, are you?
Yeah.
Get yourself some prawn crackers. Hey, if you're having a rice dish, right, get a little prawn cracker. That's like a little sort of scoop.
Yeah, a
little. Get some rice on there. Scoop it in. Get that prawn cracker in you.
Fancy eating something that you have no idea what the ingredients are?
Prawns. Prawns and cracker.
What is a prawn cracker?
Are the crackers? Nah. Are the crisps? Not really. But we'll call them crackers.
Yeah, could be polystyrene that melts in your mouth.
Almost polystyrene, but nice. Now and then, though, you get a really horrible one. It's all bubbly and it hurts your teeth. I don't like them ones.
Very greasy.
Get rid of them.
Robin eats about 10 off the belt, and I always think that's probably not good for him.
Do a full bag in one sitting. Prawn crackers. Don't get them for the Chinese takeaway, though, because they literally give you a fucking bin bag full. It's genuinely intimidating. Prawn crackers. I like them from the supermarket better, but just because our Chinese takeaway, he gives you a bin liner.
It is an extreme amount of one portion of food. Like, you know, it actually, when you think about it realistically, I do like prawn crackers. And sometimes when you're away, I do order them from the Chinese takeaway. And they come and I think, I don't need that many of them.
So many. I want to see what he is keeping them in the back. So there must be something in the back, a bigger container.
Well,
than
no, because there'll be little things that you fry.
Do you think?
They don't just come to the Chinese takeaway like that.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think he does them to order. I imagine they'll do a shitload of them and they'll be in like a fucking skip out the back.
Do you think?
Stick a bag into the skip and just...
I've got no idea.
I'd like to dive into that skip and swim around is what I'm saying.
Me too.
I think I'd enjoy that.
Yeah.
Do you know what? So we got a Chinese takeaway on Saturday night because he converted us. Did a full routine about not liking Chinese takeaways in on me Amazon special and Rosie's converted.
That Amazon special? That's a joke, that Amazon special, actually.
It's a load of jokes recorded for the telly.
You are a joke in that because you're slagging off Chinese takeaways. Now you absolutely love them.
Yeah.
You're slagging off caravans and motorhomes. Now there's one on the drive,
I can see it
mate.
Now.
Big, you're a hypocrite.
Toilet on wheels. Right, first of all, right, lockdown's done a lot of things to a lot of people. It's lockdown broke me. It broke us for the caravan because we're cooking on holiday anyway.
Yeah.
And it broke us for the Chinese takeaways.
Right.
However,
well, I'm glad I've won.
So I went to the Chinese takeaway to get ours on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And I was on my bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And
Because ours doesn't deliver. Is that bloody good? Doesn't have to deliver.
Doesn't fucking have to, mate. Yeah, there's a queue outside.
Yeah.
It's best night I've had out in months. I was in the queue. I was having a banter with everyone from Shields.
Were you actually?
It was class. It was genuinely class. I was like, on my bike, and I was like, oh, you cycle around, have you? And we're all just having a bit crack on. Oh. And I said, yeah, bring some cans next time. We'll all just stand outside and have a few cans.
Let's not do that. That's horrific.
hey, stop forgetting your roots, right? Cans in the street is where you're from, love. How do you think you've got a big podcast? What do you think you are? You're telling me you're too good to have a few room temperature cans with a few of the locals outside the Chinese takeaway at the Nook in South Shields. Honestly, who the fuck do you think you are?
No. I'll have a journey juice and that's it.
Right.
Oh, sorry. Well, gin in a tin.
Just headbutting the microphone. So I got the two bags. So he's like, there's your food. And he gave us the two bags. And I was like, right, I'll put one on each handlebar to sort of even us out. But I genuinely fell off the bike like four times because one bag was the ribs and the rice and everything else. And the other bag was the prawn crackers. There was nothing. Yeah. Genuinely nearly crashed. I nearly crashed into the sandwich shop.
That would have been fun.
Well, everyone was looking as well. So it was like,
mate.
Yeah, all my new besties.
Quickly turned against you, didn't they?
They really did. You know, nobody helped. No loyalty to them pricks. I bet there's still be prawn crackers if I fell over as well.
Probably.
But prawn crackers.
One more thing I just want to quickly say about Chinese takeaways and takeaways in general.
Yeah.
Like, how much Tupperware do we have now?
Silly amounts of Tupperware. I can't throw it away.
No,
when we get
me
the plastic
either.
Stuff from the Chinese, I'm keeping that because I feel guilty that that's now a thing.
So much.
Yeah. It cleans well.
It does.
Given that. Do you know, apparently, you're supposed to rinse them with cold water first.
Saw
this on the internet. So, you know, if you get like a Tupperware, and the minute you put beans in it, it's red forever. Don't rinse it with hot water, rinse it with cold water first.
Right,
to get
well,
it off.
Great.
So there you
I'll
go.
I'll try that, genuinely. And then anybody who's uninterested by that, I understand, but you're going to do it, so.
Damn right you are.
There you are.
There you go.
Advice.
I might be misremembering it. Yeah, I might be wrong.
Oh,
check
no.
Google it first, because.
For God's sake!
I can't have a nation of orange Tupperware on my hands. I'm under enough pressure as it is, Rosie.
Right, we'll get rid of that bit. We'll edit that bit out.
No, don't. No, because I kind of like the danger.
This is what we've become.
This is it. So the only excitement I've got in life now is telling people that it may or may not clean the Tupperware by putting, you know.
Hot or cold water.
Hot or cold water in
apple
beans.
Let's crack on it.
Oh, let's.
Here's the jingle.
Here it is.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagmound Annoyed. It is Friday, and if like us you have a child who is of school age...
Monday, baby. They're going back. Oh, yeah.
What a feeling. I'm not lost for words. I'm fucking buzzing. One more time. This is it. Fun fact, this is Danny Minogue, not Kylie Minogue. I thought it was originally.
I'm watching the video there on the laptop that you've got on your shoulder like a violin as usual. I have no idea who that is.
It's Danny Minogue. It's her sister.
Got you. Get it off. Stop it.
Hey, here's your dinner money. Oh, hey, you little
tell
shit.
You what.
Don't come back until 10:10. You'll not get in. Oh, I'm locking the door. Hey, you better get your key. You can go to Mama's or Nana and Granda Bill's. Cause we're not here. Go to school, get to school. Oh, you've been off way too long now.
Good
it's
God.
Time to get back to some learning. I never want to see another digraph as long as I live.
Oh, school zooms.
3 + 3. Who gives a shit? Not me. Not you. Anyway.
Rosie just admitted to the whole world that she doesn't know what 3 + 3 is.
What is going to say?
3 + 3, I don't give a shit, you've said.
Yeah, I don't.
Listen, all of the parents out there who've been homeschooling, fucking good on you, man. There we go. How horrible has it been, man?
Oh,
hasn't it just been? I mean, sorry, we are assuming that they're going to go back and that Boris is not just going to let them go back for one day and
Chris,
then make them leave again like he did.
I'm not joking, right? I held myself back last time when he sent them back for that day. If he dares do it, I'm... Are the trains on?
Yeah.
Are the trains
down?
On?
You're going to go down and I'll
be there. I could cry, actually. I will be there.
I love that. They'll do a briefing and it'll be like, question from the public, and they'll go, we're here to Rosie in Newcastle, and it'll just be you screaming, just inaudible. Just,
you fucking wanna! You promised!
Oh, sorry, we don't know what happened there. And now another graph for your enjoyment. Genuinely, and can I just say as well, you're sort of making it as if like you want time of like, you know, the whole thing of, you know, when kids go back to school for the summer holidays and everyone puts the photos on Instagram of them partying when the kids have left. That's not why we want him back. We want him back because he's five and he's depressed and he misses his friends and he needs to go to school.
Yeah.
It's not that we want a fucking jolly, although we do want to be able to breathe.
I mean, it'd be nice to be able to do work without having to, you know, make homemade ice lollies and get snacks. And
they just need to
make
back.
Sure they tell you they're ready to go
oh
back.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
But I just also want to take a second to say thank you, big up to the teachers.
Oh, big up teachers! Big up up yourselves. Not only are some of the teachers, this is how ridiculous it's been with having half the kids in. Some of the teachers have had to do the normal work with some classes have been 60-70% full.
Yeah.
Then a full home program stuff, with the rest of them.
Very grateful.
Nuts.
And have a lovely time when they come back.
Yeah, very grateful. And keep him overnight if you want when he comes in. You know, we're not fussed.
If you want to do after school, little after school plans, that honestly, fine by us.
Hey, come and live in our garden and he can just play outside with you all the time, eh? Come on, all of you. Come on.
On the flip side, though, the effed up brain of a parent, we're going to miss him.
Fuck
no,
off.
We are.
Don't
Chris, we are.
Don't be ridiculous.
I promise
Don't be ridiculous.
You. We are.
Don't be ridiculous.
He's been with us 24/7.
Don't be ridiculous.
You will.
Nah, no chance. Rosie, when I drop him off at school, that 2:45, or what time does he finish? 3:15, whatever
Chris,
it is.
I can't remember. It's been so long.
Honestly,
I've got no idea.
People are going to find me just walking around Shields on Monday, you know, with a kid. Just walking, going, where is it? Where? Which one? What does his jumper say? Where's that? Someone Google this name of the school. I don't know where it is. Walking along
Chris,
the beach.
You're talking about jumper. I didn't have it fit.
Fucking
his
hell.
His uniform.
Not be the amount of shite he's been eating while he's been off.
True, he's put on loads of
glam. Like a fucking belly top when he goes in.
Got a little holiday weight there, have you, Robin?
Unbelievable. But
COVID Clem.
I'm definitely not good. There's no chance. There's no chance because you drop him off and you blink and it's 3:15.
Right, well, I'm going to miss him.
Nah. You're lying. Don't say that to China. It's just because you're a fucking Insta-mom. Oh, I'm an Insta-mom.
Really?
You're lying.
Am I
you're
an Insta-mom?
You're saying it to keep in with your Insta-mom mates. No one's
right,
impressed,
okay.
Right? No one's impressed.
I have to do it.
No, this is Shag Married Annoyed now, right? No, don't. You're not on Instagram with your little daft mates now, right? Right? Making fucking homemade shit, right? This is taking photos of your fucking, I don't know, room you've just put a new coffee table in and some curtains. Pathetic. Boring. Tell the world how much you can't wait for your kid to fuck off.
Right, I can't wait. Nah, who is he?
Oh, God. Bless his little heart. Honestly, all he is out there, the parents, fucking well done.
Yeah.
Good on yous, because it's been rough. It's been rough.
And everyone else. Hope he's all right. It's unbelievable this past year and a bit, but hopefully things are getting better. And let's crack
hopefully
on with this
better.
Week's appeared cares.
Yes, of course. Hopefully things are getting better. There's good news coming out all the time. Here's some bad news, though. Two has moved again.
Oh, no.
Had to drop that in there.
But let's just hope this is the last time.
This wood. Is it.
This is the
don't
last time.
Shut your laptop. Don't play it again. No.
This is the last time.
I'm hoping this is
that
the last
it's going to be moved. So we see exactly the same as you guys see on the news. We don't know anymore. You'd think we would, seeing as, you know, we're meant to be doing Wembley or whatever, but we know exactly the same as you. So we're just Erin. Is it Erin or Erin?
Oh,
Erin. I'm sure it's Erin.
We know exactly the same as you, except for when it comes to words.
Yeah.
Rosie knows easily 40% less than most of you.
We are Erin on the side of caution. And we're just playing it safe. And we want to do full capacity. We don't want to have to do a bloody ballot and see who, you know,
that's the thing,
who can
we could
come
do,
and who's not allowed to
we
come.
We could do a social distance tour, but it would have to be rebooked. It would have to be a new tour because you can't just say to half of the people in Wembley, our hard lines, you don't get to come.
Yeah.
So all we're doing is, guys, we're just
I mean, it could be a little day out. We could get everyone who was meant to come, get them all in a line, and if we could, they could come and go, don't know, not you.
Yeah.
Yes, no, you can.
Get Paddy McGuinness to host it. Like, take that me out.
Right. Okay. Yeah. But there we go.
Yeah.
There's no ticket.
Come on, we've got loads of them. Fucking loads of them podiums. Like, as far 10,000 of them as far. Yeah. Paddy's sweating, running up and down.
Yeah, yeah. Don't like his shoes. Absolutely not.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah. Me and you are like the people who come down there. No, that's the wrong way, isn't it? I would have to flip it. Yeah, so we come down the lift and we stand and 10,000 people from Wembley and we just turn there. Paddy, right there, fucking joking, aren't you? He's sprinting up. Great.
They're running out of TV shows. Yeah. We've said this. So
great.
We could do it outside. It's going to be summer.
Yeah. Anyway, we're not doing that.
We'll chat about it.
No, we're not doing
on the phone.
But basically, the nuts and bolts of it that you need to know is... But May, June was when the tour is supposed to be. Now, May, June annoyingly looks on the cusp of when everything's going to be sort of going back to normal. But early May was supposed to be our first lot of the tour.
We're talking going back to normal. We're talking restaurants reopening and possibly people are going on holiday. We're not talking about 10,000
people
in an arena.
Yes, but June 21st is supposed to be, that's it. June 21st is supposed to be
but that's when the tour
over.
Was finished.
But that's, yeah, that's like a week after the tour was going to
end. Fuck you, Boris!
So we've just picked it up and we're going to drop it, hopefully, I can't say too much because I don't want to get anyone's hopes up, but hopefully it might happen this year. It might happen this year.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Which is just, I can't even envisage, because touring was my full life for years.
Yeah.
I can't envisage touring.
I know.
Imagine it. It's so strange. It's really, really weird. I can't picture traveling in cars, going in hotels, going on stage. I can't picture it.
It's been an utter mind.
Do you know what I've realised I've missed? Do you know what I've really missed, right? Because it's just been you in the house and you've been pregnant most of the time and you're my wife and I don't like to upset you and B, I don't like to, unsettle you.
Is that true?
No, well, unsettling in different ways, and I never normally mean to do it, but okay. You'll understand when I say what it is, and I don't know if anyone out there has, but when you think about it, you will. I have missed giving people frights.
Right.
Hiding somewhere, waiting for someone to walk around the corner and jumping out and giving them a fright.
Right.
I've missed it.
Well, you know I hate that.
Yeah, well, that's why I haven't done it to you, because you were pregnant most of the time as well.
You
so
did
I
it yesterday. When Rafe was on, I momentarily, don't tell me health visitor, momentarily put Rafe on the sofa to make a drink.
Right.
And you shouted over when I was at the sink that he fell on the floor. Honestly, I could have cried.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Listen,
not funny.
You did exactly the same. Used to film it when I was making me fire in the front room. Shouting, Chris.
Oh, a fire.
As if your house was going to burn down.
No.
So I did the same joke with Rafe, backfired big time.
It's not the same.
Backfired.
It's not the same.
It's well, yeah, I kind of realised that when I got your reaction.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've missed jumping out and giving... I watched a thing on like Instagram the other day, a compilation of people giving people frights. And I was like, I can't wait to give someone a fright.
If that's all you've missed, then you've done quite well.
No, I've missed fucking loads of stuff, but that's...
you know, mentally, that you've done quite well, that's all
you've missed. Me and Carl Hutchinson give each other frights all the time.
You miss Carl.
I miss giving him a fright. Do you know what it is? I might go and fucking... I know he's on his bike loads these days. I might just go and hide along his route somewhere and give
find
him a fright
out where
this
he
week.
Is. If it makes you feel better, wait till Rom goes back to school.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
Because I can deal with one. It's when we've got two kids together. Why did we have a baby? What the hell?
During lockdown.
Like,
crazy.
Can you believe that we thought this would be done by now. We've had a baby.
Yeah.
Whilst being penned in a house. Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. You're buzzing about Rom going to school. There's another one.
I know. Anyway. But how crazy is that it's just going to be... You'd think a newborn is so hard, and it is so hard when you have a newborn
baby.
Second
one's a piece of piss.
No, but we are so looking forward to just having a newborn baby.
Yeah, yeah. Getting some telly on the go. Yeah. Actually relaxing.
We are so behind box sets.
Oh, the amount of stuff your mum has watched on Netflix makes me fucking sick.
I know.
Do you know that? Sick.
Everybody keeps suggesting things, and I'm like,
where do you get the time?
We've got no time.
Where do you get the fucking time? Anyway, guys, so the tour has been moved. The new dates aren't out yet, but the dates that are currently out there, the May and June this year, will not be happening. The new ones will be announced very soon. All tickets will remain valid, and obviously when the new ones get announced, if you can't make the new one because you've got some plans, fuck knows what your plans are, but if you've got some plans, you can always get a refund because they're we'll just resell them.
We are so looking forward to it.
Can't wait.
And it's gonna be mint.
Oh yes.
Yes. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Big news here in the Ramsey household.
What?
I'm back on my bike.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I went out on an actual bike ride. My foot's that much better. My foot is so better, I went out on an actual bike. Rosie, I was ecstatic.
Mm-hmm.
I was elated.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was saying hello to people in that as I was driving past.
Driving or riding?
Cycling, dickhead. Do you know what I mean? I was literally like, yes. A couple of dogs is the worst thing that can happen on a bike ride, is a dog will run in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, if you got to stop, if you manage to stop, it's not the worst thing ever. It's a very slight inconvenience and I'm never bothered.
Mm-hmm.
But if my worst nightmare is hitting a dog, because dogs don't give a fuck. Do you know what I mean? They'll just run in front of your bike.
Do they? I've never been a big biker on the roads.
Run in front of your bike. Because they don't care. They don't understand that a bike's coming. Yeah. They're not bothered. And I always put my brakes on. I slow right down. And the owners always go, sorry. And I'm always like, it's fine.
Mm.
Like, it's a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going up this path near where we live. And the dog sort of went out and I slowed right down. And the lady went, I'm really sorry. I went, it's fine, man. Dogs don't give a fuck, do they? Eh, dogs. And she just looked at us. But I was like trying to have a bit of, hey, he's fine, man. Look at him. He's having a nice time. Dogs don't give a fuck, man, do they? And she just was like, all right.
Lower you.
I was just so happy.
I can't speak.
I was just so happy to see people and be out on
the bike. I was happy to see dogs. There's a road that I walk down to go to our local co-op, and there's two little dogs live in this house. And I know they're going to come and give us a fright. And every time I walk past, they give us a fright.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
And I'm always like, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And bless them, it's not their fault. They're just really inquisitive and they're just like...
Yeah.
And then the owner came out with them yesterday while they were yapping on and I had Rafe asleep in the pram.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, cursing the dogs. Look, give them proper huggies. And the owner was like, eh.
Do you know which ones get me? I think some dogs, right? I think they creep up to the gate and wait at the gate and bark
deliberately
as you walk past.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can hear them. You hear the feet, you go, and they come up the gate and you go, oh, God, there's going to be a bark. But some of them are like, no, I just fucking stand here. I just stand here. Look, I've got socks on. I just stand here with little socks on so you can't hear me nails on the floor. And as soon as you walk past, I'm fucking here! Do you know what I mean? Do you know the ones I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just right here on the wall. Fuck you. Yeah.
Just excited, bless him.
Ah, like me on my bike the other day. Buzzing. So bike guy's back. There you go. There you have it. It's official.
Really
yes.
Glad. Babadoo, 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 ba. Something happened today.
Something happened.
I tried on some of my pre-pregnancy clothes.
Right.
Stupidly, they didn't. I don't think they fit as before I even had Rafe.
Right.
But I tried them on. Okay. They didn't fit.
Aspirational clothing, I think we call
just,
it.
Yeah, but massively didn't fit to the point where I actually got a bit of a shock and I was like, oh, shit. And I had a lovely little 5-10 minute word with myself in the mirror.
Yeah.
You are beautiful.
Yeah.
Don't you dare let your weight define you. All that,
great.
All that
it,
bollocks,
all
right?
Yeah,
proper Pinterest.
Instagram?
Pinterest.
Pinterest and Instagram. Pinterest.
Both of them.
Great.
Oh, have I just made a new app?
Copyrighted, Chad Martinoids. I've just made a new app.
Pinterest? Get it.
It's Instagram and Pinterest together, and it's going to be even more pretentious and cunty.
Oh, it's going to be worth millions.
You've got to have a double barrel surname to even get an account.
Yes, you have to wear white all the time.
And a 6-bedroom house.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's
and
the
bare dogs,
minimum.
But the dogs live outside and never come in your house.
Yeah, the dogs don't have any hair.
Yeah.
You've got to have 4 kids.
Yeah, that's it.
All
have to be able to play the piano and know 2 languages by the age of 5.
Absolutely.
Done.
So anyway, I had a lovely little word with myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, right, we're going to start eating healthily. We're going to do a bit of exercise.
Your reflection.
Me and me reflection. we are going to do
this
together.
Me and you, kid.
Yeah. No, it's
great.
True. I have to do it quite often. And then I came downstairs with all the intentions. I got a pen out the cupboard. I was going to write down a meal plan.
Wonderful.
Do you know what I did?
What?
I went and got a packet of crisps out the cupboard.
Great.
Family packet of crisps.
Oh, the big massive co-op.
The big massive.
Salt and vinegar.
Yeah. Chris, I ate the full thing.
You've ate them all?
I ate them all.
Fuck me, I was going to have some of them later on. That's
They've gone.
The whole lot.
What's wrong with this?
Jesus.
Why? What is that? Why did I do that? Why did I say, right, we're going to do this, and then I've come down and done that?
You've got no willpower.
Self-sabotage?
You've got no willpower. You forget. On that walk, do you know what it is, right? You probably looked in the mirror, like, right, come on, we're going to do this, we're going to do some exercise. You probably walked down the stairs and went, well, that's exercise. Stairs.
It is a bit, yeah.
I'll have some of them.
Yeah.
There you go. Will it upset you if I tell you that I still fit in jeans that I had when I first started stand up?
Are you joking?
No.
How?
That's just bike guy, isn't it? Just bike guy.
But you eat loads more than me.
That's the best bit. The best bit is I do eat like a pig, like takeaways constantly.
See, I keep, you know how I said before, I was like, oh, I need to get back to the weight before Rafe. I need to get back to the weight like 15 years ago.
That's, I mean. Yeah.
But I had a different frame. I think I was a completely different person.
Right, okay.
So I need to lower my expectations.
Right.
Because I'm aspiring to a body that doesn't exist anymore. Right, okay. She's dead.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
No, she is, though. She's never going to happen again.
I killed her with a massive bag of crisps. Just fucking big load of prawn crackers. Just fucking battered the bitch to death.
Just over years.
Speaking of looking in mirrors, have I ever told you that I get to a certain level of drunk and I try and catch my reflection out? Have I told you this? I've done it a few times. I always remember it in the morning. I get embarrassed. So I get to a certain level of drunk. I'd be really drunk. I have to be like, again, to mention Carl Hutchinson. To mention Carl Hutchinson, he drinks so fast. And if I go rounds with him, I'm just going to have a bad night.
I know if you're out with Carl that you're going to have a really horrible day the next day.
Yeah, he drinks like a fish. It's horrendous. But if I'm out with him and I come back, if it's kind of not a being sick level, but it's kind of you're a couple of beers off being sick.
Room spinning.
Mm-hmm. It's just before room spinning when I'm brushing my teeth or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happens to me, eyes or me depth perception or me vision or something, but I start to think that my reflection looks a bit too real and I try and catch it out. So I like turn my head really quick and see if I can catch it like a lag on it. And sometimes I'll just try and grab its hand on the mirror.
You've never told me this before.
Weird, isn't it? Yeah. I did it in, you know, when we went to Italy for a friend's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I did, you know, the night I was like really, 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 really drunk and ill the next day.
And you had to stay in bed the full next day. That was fun.
That night I did it.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it like Toy Story but with reflections?
Almost, yeah. Have you ever seen The Evil Dead where he looks at his reflection in the mirror and then the hand comes out of the mirror and grabs his hand?
No, sounds awful.
I kind of try and do that. It's a good bit of cinematography, but yeah.
That's great.
Just remember that. It's weird, isn't it?
I haven't been that drunk for months.
Nah.
Months and months.
Who the fuck would get that drunk in the house on their own during a lockdown?
I mean, I could imagine a lot of people are still getting very drunk.
When they opened the pubs last year in the summer, I went out with Carl, I got that drunk, and that's the last time I've been drunk.
Yeah.
I didn't even get drunk at Christmas because of how harrowing that whole thing was.
What thing?
That when me and Carl went out.
Oh, right.
I've told you, man, he went to sleep on a bench halfway home.
No.
Yeah, so I woke up the next day and I was sick all day.
Yeah.
And he stopped and had a like 3-hour nap at a bench on his
way
home.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, that's what you get when you keep the pub shut and then go, by the way, they're open again, fill your boots. You get fucking animals like me and him going in.
It's going to be carnage. I'm not going out during the 21st.
It's going to be nuts, isn't it?
It's going to be mint.
If it's during the 21st, I'm very excited for it.
What day is it?
I think it's a Monday. I think they're very clever. I think they're hoping.
Oh, right, aye.
They're going to be really surprised when you see the Sunday.
Oh, it's a Monday?
Yeah.
It's a Monday?
But the
it's
Sunday.
The day after Father's Day.
All right, well, the Father's Day, when they're going to see, like, everyone just going, well, no one's social distancing, no one's doing this, everyone's spitting in each other's mouths. What's happening here? Ah, that's because at midnight, everything's out.
Yeah. Do you know when Boris Johnson's birthday is?
No.
19th of June.
Really?
He's not daft, is he? He's not daft, is he?
Wow.
He's hired out. Downing Street pub for the 22nd of June.
Are you making that up?
I did. Has he got a pub? Who knows?
Has he got a pub?
He's got a DJ to go to the living room. Aye. Does he live there? He does live there, doesn't he?
In Downing Street.
They do live there for a bit.
Don't know.
No, they do. I'm sure they live there.
Bit weird,
in
that,
an apartment. Oh, it's like us. Living where you work, it's horrible.
I've always thought of this, right? I think of it when I see politicians, right? People want to be presidents and prime ministers.
Yeah.
And I think of it about like boxers and UFC fighters.
Right.
I would hate to have a job where part of my job was stopping other people from taking my job.
Right.
Do you understand what
I mean? So you just know it's not going to last forever.
Well, all me and you have to do, right, is just keep hopefully making people laugh and letting people enjoy the podcast and keep, you know, getting good questions from the public and having beefs and chatting.
Stay married, stay sane,
and just
raise
keep
a family.
Creating the content and hopefully people will keep enjoying, right?
Okay.
But like a boxer or something, someone is trying to make them fail.
Okay.
And like the Prime Minister, like if you don't do good and you don't stay in for your full term, someone's literally going to come and take your fucking bed.
Yeah.
Same with the President.
But it's a bit like us with Louis Theroux.
Very.
He's always there.
He's always, I think he could knock on the door and go, "Hi, I'm Louis from the BBC. I own your house now."
Fair enough.
He's pulled rank.
Yeah. I mean, I listen myself, Louis. I can't really say anything about that. I very, very much enjoyed your podcast, actually. Thank you. So here you go. Have the number one spot. We don't mind.
You imagine that, though. Just going, someone knocks on the door and goes, "By the way, I'm doing your podcast now and I live here now."
Yeah.
And you go, "All right, bye." And you've just got to fuck off.
But on the flip side, just for Prime Minister, President, why do they want to do it all the time?
Cycles.
It's the worst job in the world.
I've said it before, you should get a gun, put a gun to everyone's head in the whole country and put a little lie detector on them and go, do you want to be Prime Minister? And whoever really means no the most, they get the job. It's like Lord of the Rings.
Yes, who's most like worthy?
Whoever just fucking doesn't want it at all, they have to do it.
Probably be me.
Probably you, yeah.
Can you imagine? I do not want to be here, but I'm here, so, you know.
I genuinely don't think that would work, by the way, so no one implement that, just in case someone has a whip round.
Chris, don't worry.
People got a lot of time on their hands.
Oh, they really have. Babadoo, 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 ba. Just looking at my diary there, because I had to look for what day June the 21st is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know I had to set an alarm for me on my calendar to brush my teeth?
Great.
Every day at 9 o'clock.
Oh my God, it's every day. Sorry, she's just turned her laptop round and showed us it's the Apple calendar. Every day.
Every day, brush your teeth.
1! 9 o'clock every day. 9 o'clock every day?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell them what time you brush your teeth today?
10 to 1.
Brilliant.
Oh, snooze that shit, Chris. You kidding me?
Is that all that noise was?
You try to tell me what to do, eh? Former me. Me 3 months ago trying to keep my teeth intact. You can nap off. I'm not brushing my teeth yet. Eh? What are you going to do? Eh? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Make our dreams come true.
On a side note, people who snooze their alarm in the morning can get in the fucking sea as well, by the way.
People who can lie in the morning. I've never understood that bullshit.
You mean sleep in?
Sleep in.
Yeah.
We probably talked about this before, but when you're in a job and someone's like, oh, I slept in, I'm like, you useless piece of shit. Honestly.
Wow.
No, it's hey, the
with
most...
with bosses like that, no wonder everyone's enjoying being furloughed. With people, bastards like you, running the workplace.
If I was a boss and people were just lying in left, right and centre, I'd sack them. I would. I would sack them there and then, because if you cannot just... set an alarm and get yourself up in the morning.
Yeah.
What use are you to me and my company? You're absolutely useless.
It is a massive kick in the dick when you go, where we needed you, where were you? I was asleep. Yeah. It's like the biggest, it's the biggest fuck you to you and your needs. I was asleep. Mm. I was literally eyes shut. I was unconscious when you needed us.
You know people, right? People who are young adults or actual fully blown adults like ourselves.
Yeah.
Who can sleep in and not go to work, you know what their parents are like. I can see them now.
Right.
Oh, well, don't worry about it. My mum and dad, get out of bed.
Oh, God.
Don't you dare not set your alarm.
Oh, Jesus. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for Rosie's Mysteries, 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 Mysteries. Well, I never knew that.
Oh, she's changed the inflection on it.
What's inflection mean? Well, I never knew that.
Is that what it is?
All
right, okay.
Well, I never knew that.
It's painful. You can't see her face when she's doing it. It's awful. It's just awful.
Mysteries, mysteries, mysteries. Informative mysteries, 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 mysteries. Big finish. Oh.
June the 21st. June the 21st. June the 21st.
Guys, we've never got this far. Far. It's a bloody club version.
Oh, fuck off, man. Brilliant. Can I just say, since the public have started sending them in, not as informative as they were. I mean, they weren't informative in the first place. But
it
remember,
started
you did
off
them
a
facts.
Lot different, yeah.
They did well, them as shitty little facts.
Chris, mm-hmm. It was very much like a baby and I just needed to try it out. And can it's, I just now say, I've worked on
genuinely,
it.
Genuinely, hand on
workshopped
heart.
Workshopped it.
Hand on heart.
Yes.
Big love to all the members of the public, who all the Smiles and Dads who've sent in mysteries. Collaborating through you and them together have come up with what a section I really look forward to because I
thank
love trying
you.
To guess what's going
oh,
on.
Oh, I'm so it's a glad. Lovely little,
it's literally the Smiles and Dads have helped formulate and
they
create that section.
A huge part of this podcast.
No,
Chris.
Just that bit.
Without them.
Just that bit, nothing else. It's mine.
Right, here
and
we
a
go.
A bit of yours, but anyway. I'm joking.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. I have a story that I think could be great for Rosie/Robin's mysteries. He won't do anything anymore. Oh,
stop trying to make him perform.
I know.
Let
he's just,
live his
yeah,
life, will you?
He's got old and he won't do now.
He's got old. He's five. He's got old.
Yeah, but he's just got past that point of being able to go, would you do this? Yeah, mummy. He's like, what's in it for me? I'm like, a flump. And he's like, how many flumps? I'm like, three. And he's like, five. And I'm like, four. And he goes, right.
Jesus.
And that's it. Yeah, that's where we're at right now. Anyway, and a flump's a marshmallow for anyone listening. Not in England.
Right. There's one mystery cleared up already and we haven't even started the section yet. What's a flump marshmallow? Next mystery. Fucking idiot.
This is a genuine call that I took when I worked as a call taker for the ambulance service a few years ago.
Love it.
Boo shakalaka.
Oh, you know you're in for a treat when it's a medical background.
Exactly. Love them.
Love it.
I guess I should be kept anonymous in case the person in this story finds me and sues me or something.
Fair play.
I agree. A gentleman called in quite a bit of distress because he said he had found a lump on his penis.
Oh, goodness.
Never good. We had to run through the generic questions with the caller to triage.
I know,
usage.
I already know what's happening.
What?
Was it a Jaffa cake?
No.
God damn it.
Wasn't a Jaffa cake. Like would have to be a Jaffa cake mini or he'd be, you know.
Stop slagging the lad
Mr.
off.
Circus dick.
Circus dick. Mr. Circus dick.
Want to come see the circus dick?
Do you know that the Killers were originally going to call Mr. Brightside Mr. Circus Dick? Coming out of my cage and having
doing just fine.
I'm Mr. Circus Dick. Dick. Can you imagine the different career the Killers would have had? Can
Mr.
you imagine
Circus
what
Dick?
A terrible career they'd have had if their first single was called Mr. Circus Dick?
It might have been, you never know. I've painted a picture, though, haven't I?
You think they'd have been bigger than they are now? I don't think they'd have done as well.
I think
their
Mr. Brightside
song
is
yeah,
a lot better.
Mr. Brightside. Yeah. I think they nailed it. Well done.
So anyway, we had to run through generic questions with the caller to triage their usage issue.
Usage? What are you using the circus dick for? Mainly to scare the local children, swing it around now and then. Sometimes I turn the light off from bed.
Right. Okay. Been in a couple of films. Went out on the road. Pre-COVID.
In a couple of films. Oh, God.
Okay, anyway. The computer generated the questions. I asked them. He answered.
Got you.
Sounds like a pretty simple job.
Good system.
I
love
always
it.
Thought it was quite intense. Working yeah. So that's what happens. You must ring. Mm-hmm. They answer the question. They put it in the computer and then it just generates
another
question.
Oh, you hear them
question.
Typing, man.
Yeah, I thought you had to have some sort of degree
no,
to
I
work
hear them
in
typing,
call centres.
Why not, man? It's a fucking survey. You can do it online.
See, I thought if you ring up, you're speaking to like fully blown trained professionals.
I did it online for me. When I broke my ankle, I had to go online and it just you see what's the nature and whatever the nature is, it then spears off into them kind of into them questions. Do you know what I mean? So if the skin's not broken, the next question won't be, is there fucking pus coming out? Do you know what I mean? It'll be, is the skin broken? Then next,
okay.
And then whether you have to come in or not. So
right.
It's probably
okay,
just the same
enough.
On the phone.
Right. Well, anyway. He said he had a lump in the middle of his penis that wasn't there before.
Oh, no.
But when I asked for the approximate size, he said he couldn't remember.
Couldn't remember?
So he can't remember what size the lump is. I asked if he could perhaps have a look and give me a rough size comparison, such as a penny, etc. He said he couldn't check right now, and this is where the mystery comes in. Why was he unable to check his condition at that very moment? So she's asked him what size the lump is, and he's like, I can't have a look right now. And she's like, why can't you have a look?
You are joking me.
Why do you think you
I
can't
think
have
I've
a look?
I've got it, and if I've got it, I'm absolutely mortified.
What?
Was he busy having sex?
No.
Oh.
That would have been nice, though. Are you ready?
No, hold on. He hadn't chopped it off.
Do you want to find out?
Yeah.
The reason he was unable to check the lump on his penis is because he was calling from the queue at KFC.
Oh, God.
The guy was so concerned about his circus dick that he desperately needed some chicken.
The poor people in the queue near him, man.
I know. Can you imagine?
Having to listen to that.
Can you imagine the being in a queue at KFC and there's a bloke behind you on an ambulance, you know?
Yeah.
Calling for an ambulance.
111 or whatever, yeah.
No, she worked ambulance. She's ringing for an ambulance to find out about his penis, lump on his penis, and he's in the bloody queue. How hungry you got to be? Do you know what I mean?
I mean, what's really annoying is I will make weird phone calls at weird times. You know me, if I've got something in my head and I need something to get done, I'll get it done. So if I'm phoning, I don't know, a builder or a plumber, I will phone them when I'm busy doing something else. I'm a bit of a dick. I won't sit down to do it. But that's another, even for me, that's another level. Just, that's just ridiculous. So I've got, a lump on the in the middle of my penis. Yeah, no, I haven't had sex for 2 seconds. Chicken twister, please.
Diet Coke.
Toasted popcorn chicken on the side. Yeah, sorry, what was that? Yeah, no, I can't check right now. I'm like, fucking
no, imagine popcorn. Here's your popcorn chicken. It's about the size of that, actually.
Yeah, actually, that's the size of a popcorn chicken.
KFC popcorn chicken.
Oh, hold on, 2 seconds. The one at the bottom's even bigger than this. That's no reference, sorry. Fucking
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef? Beef, 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 beef.
Now, I had an interesting sort of moment today when I opened me notes for the podcast and I realised I didn't have any beefs written down for your beautiful self.
Nice.
I had nothing written down. So I just sat with the blank page and I thought, has anything happened recently? And I quickly tapped one down and then another came and then another one and I just started remembering all these reasons here and ob and then just kept flying out. So I've got a few to pick from. Brilliant. I've got a deck of cards in front of me. So
listen,
if you want to go first.
Not one to be left out. I also have.
Really?
I've got five to pick from here.
Five to pick from.
106, Chris. I did not think we'd have this many beefs.
Wow.
Why are we still together?
I feel like one of the ones that I could pick is actually something that you've done before, but you revisited it this week and it really annoyed us.
Well, don't do that. What you need to come up with some new content.
Right, okay.
Honestly, would you do your tour shows? Would you just rehash your old jokes?
No. But
people are paying absolutely nothing to listen to this.
But exactly. I've got a couple, but I don't. Again, I don't know if I've done them before, but it's topical. It's
right,
stuff you've done this week.
Then.
No, come on, you go for it now. Go on if you think you got some brand new bloody fangled new stuff to go on about. Go for it.
Every time I ask you to go and grab one of Rafe's bibs.
Yeah.
Because you might be closer.
Yeah.
You go and get it. And then you bring it to me and you put it around my neck.
Right,
and
you go,
there's your bib. And you've done it too many times now. It's not funny anymore. Stop. Stop it.
Oh, I'm very proud that this made the beefs. I'm very proud indeed. First time I did it, I went, if I keep doing this, this will be a beef.
It's not funny.
So she goes,
just
go
makes
through the
us feel
room,
even more overweight
bibs.
Than I am. Because them fuckers are tight around my neck.
Rosie, you know you're giving yourself unrealistic body images when you want a baby's bib to be
not
fucking
a 6 month.
When you want a baby's bib to be loose on your neck. Don't be an idiot. Hey,
stop
good,
it.
Man.
No, it's in the first couple of times I was like, oh yeah, that's quite cute.
Yeah.
And then you've done it about 10 to 15 times now. Just
you
can you pass as a bib?
Yeah. See? It's exactly can you pass as a bib? I don't know who the bib's for. You just asked for the bib, so I'm just helping out. I'm giving you the bib. I'm not even just giving it. I'm putting the bib on for you. You're welcome.
Please stop.
I really enjoy putting the bibs on you. Do you know why? Because they are a little bit tight and for a moment I can pretend I'm choking you unconscious.
Oh, my.
I'm joking. Don't email in. I said it because it was so horrible. That's the point in that. It was shock comedy. And I know I'm better than that, but I'm sorry.
Just be 1 minute. Just be a minute. I'm just going to go hide all the knives. Oh, my word.
Hey.
Right, come on.
My beef with you. And I don't, again, it's all blurring into one, right? But it's recently, right? So last week I talked about how you'll come home and your phone is and I have to get a committee on the go.
I've stopped doing that.
Right? No, because you literally phoned us yesterday and I got me and Robin to stand like footmen outside the house waiting for you, which I quite enjoyed.
Funny.
You take so fucking long to leave the house. It's
Are you actually taking
unbelievable.
The piss?
Are you taking the piss?
Are you taking the piss?
Are you taking the piss?
Right, What's come on, happened? Carry on.
You just take fucking forever. You're like, right, I'm going to go out for a walk with Rafe. Right, okay, right. Where's his... If I get this stuff on, right, get him right. Put him in the... Get us a bib. Get off me neck. Comedy. Put him in there, right. His bottles, right, okay. Where's my shoes? Are you seeing me shoes? Where's my shoes? I can't walk in these. Am I going to be hot? Am I going to be hot in this? Am I going to be hot? Where's my coat? Shall I wear that? Do these go? You're going for a fucking walk! You're not going down the catwalk! Jesus!
Where's my keys? You see my keys? Are you going to be in? Where's my headphones? Where's you got far? Oh, just get out of the fucking house, please!
Right.
So there you go.
All right, okay. It's good to know where you stand on the issue.
It's just... I started that and you were trying to defend yourself and I think you'll find I've hit the nail on the head.
I mean, part of us blames it on just being a fanny, but the other part blames it on I forgot how to leave the house.
you ever seen them dogs who don't like going downstairs and they just stand there? That's you trying to leave the house. I've got to pick you up and lift you over the threshold. There you go, you're out now.
And two, it's with a baby. I pack his bag. It takes a lot of prep.
No, it's after the bag's packed. The bag's packed, and he is in the primary to go. And it's the other fucking cacophony of shit that you have to do.
Oh, I'm no, right, okay.
I've got a delivery coming. You leave the gates open as well. Listen over this. Don't go anywhere. Make sure Robin has everything. Ah, just fuck off, man. Just fucking go. You said you'd go. Stop promising that you're gonna go and then not going. Not fair. Don't say you're going to go, dangle, leaving, and I'm going to have a bit of peace and then hang around like a bad fucking smell for 20 minutes, asking me where shit is. Fed up.
You know where everything is, though.
I know, but...
You're the oracle of knowing where stuff is. Like, I've stopped looking.
I got a
one little question to you, and you know.
When it comes to where stuff is, I got a photographic memory. I see it in my head. You said it before this, where are my slippers? And yeah. I said they're in the front porch.
Thank
outside
you.
The cupboard.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I was over the moon because I didn't have to look.
What?
Oh, I've got half an Easter egg in the fridge.
Oh, God.
Just remembered.
So the next section is going to be a bit claggy on her end. Claggy.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Send us anything you want. You know what?
What?
I'm going to sound like your mum here.
What?
Doesn't have to be filthy.
Yeah? Oh, no, it doesn't.
Doesn't have to be filth, guys. Doesn't have to be filth. Some of the best ones are just daft little things that have happened, little thoughts you've had, would you rathers, stuff like that. Doesn't have to be filth.
I've got one here that isn't filthy at all.
Well, let's fucking go.
So here we go. Good afternoon, Rosie, Anastasia, and Bump and Chris. This is from a while ago.
Oh, wow.
He's here now. Bump. Not a bump anymore.
Yeah.
Following on from a previous podcast talking about Airbnbs, okay. I just wanted to let you know that one of my mates from uni is from Wimbledon.
Got you.
Yeah, I love it when people are from Wimbledon.
Why?
Because you just think, oh, that's where the tennis is. You don't think people live there. It's actually people live there.
It's fucking massive. It's quite a large borough.
I've never been.
London.
Never been.
Right. The Wimbledon Common is genuinely, you know, where
is
the Wombles
live. Is that where they do it?
No, it's where the Wombles live.
Underground, overground, wombling free. The Wombles of Wimbledon.
Why did you just realise that?
Never.
Wimbledon Common, that's where
wow.
they live. Wimbledon Common. It's a lovely big sort of park thing.
Is it?
Well, it's a common,
didn't
isn't it?
They,
but I was looking for another word to describe
didn't
it.
Didn't they just live off litter?
Yeah, recyclers. First recyclers.
Right.
It's paved
it's
the
not
way.
Really, not really making
paved
Wimbledon sound that nice, though, is it?
Well, it wasn't.
No, you just got loads of rats.
Fucking spotless. Not rats. How dare you? They're Wombles, are not
oh, they're
rats.
Oh, the Wombles.
And it's spick and span. Because they cleaned it up. How dare you? How dare you?
So anyway, never. never really thought of Wimbledon as anything other than a tennis. And now the Wombles, but obviously people live there. There's an Airbnb.
Idiot.
So one of the mates was from Wimbledon.
Yeah.
When she went to uni, her parents, who are very well-to-do, apparently, put her very teenage-looking bedroom on Airbnb. She couldn't go home as and when. Instead, she used to check if her room was booked up on Airbnb.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
The question is...
London, though, innit?
Well, they're asking, would we do that?
No. Just because I don't like... I personally don't really like sharing me house with me wife and me kids.
Great.
Let alone some fucker.
Yeah, I couldn't have a stranger.
Not a million years.
Lodging.
The mess that you and Robin make. And Rafe's on his way, he's going to start making mess. The stuff you just leave lying around.
Right, okay,
I couldn't have a stranger
you.
There. Right. I couldn't have a stranger.
Well, two arguments, though.
Right. Okay.
For these people.
Uh-huh.
Wimbledon, that'll get chock-a-block in the summer.
Absolutely.
That'll be booked up.
Why aye? And hey, you might get bloody Andy Murray stopping in there.
Hey, you never know. You never know. In the teenage looking bedroom. But, I mean, it is a bit sad that she has to check Airbnb to see if she can go home to visit her parents. That's a bit sad.
Yeah. I mean, it's a massive fuck you from her parents to her, which I quite enjoy as a parent.
And it's only uni, so it's not like, you can understand.
She could have came back every week. Where'd she go to uni at?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
She could have came back every weekend. London's very much the hub of the country. You can get there from everywhere.
Yeah.
So bad.
I see, because I can understand. Do you know when parents or people buy a house and they're like, well, the kids might come, and you're like, they're 35.
Yeah.
They're not
yeah.
coming back to visit
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you've got a guest room for them.
But uni, well, this is the other way around. Very much might come
yeah,
back.
Yeah.
Bless them.
But like my dad used to say that as a threat. Like, what? Like as a threat, like, well, bloom and rent your room out. Like, it's a bullshit threat that parents say.
Yeah. I love how much Robin can't get the grips that he sleeps in your old bedroom.
Can't get his head
around
it.
Your mum and dad's.
Can't get his head around
it. Like, but it's my bedroom. I'm like, but it used to be your dad's, but it's mine. But it was what he just doesn't understand
it's
at all.
It's going to be his and Rafe soon. It's exciting.
Oh, well, good luck. Good luck, Rafe. Trying to get in there when he's allowed. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hello.
Please keep me anonymous because I would absolutely die of shame if anyone knew that this was me.
Lovely. She just emailed you again.
No, sorry, I know. Mute. Apologies. Don't read it out!
I've changed my mind!
I used to work abroad as a holiday rep, and I was 18 when I first started. Oh, young and daft.
Oh, gosh.
When we first arrived in Crete to stay in a hotel for a week's training with all the other reps and did all the excursions and stuff, within about 24 hours of arriving, I had majorly fallen for this older, more experienced rep. And naive to the whole hump and dump rep culture, I thought he was going to be the love of my life.
Oh, no.
When he made me his fuck buddy for that week.
Oh, no.
Seen it before.
Can I just say it? I love the phrase, an older, more experienced rep.
Yeah.
how experienced I am. Dead experienced, mate. I've been repping for years, well, mate.
Do you not remember when I used to work abroad? I never told you the story. So, obviously, I worked abroad and I was the entertainment team.
Yes.
But everyone who came to the hotel used to say, how long you been repping for?
Yeah.
And I'd go, I'm not a rep.
Yeah.
I'm a singer-dancer, darling.
I
don't take you on your trips, love.
Excuse me? You're definitely not a rep because they're called excursions.
Oh, well, there you go.
So there you go. Times have changed. There you go.
Anyway, when we moved onto resort, his interest faded and he would maybe come back to mine once a week.
Moved onto resort, what does that mean?
So they've done their training. What happens is you go to the training.
Right.
I've been on rep training because even though
Sorry.
Well, it got me back up a little bit, I'm not going to lie. Me and my other entertainer mates. We had to go on the rep training as well.
So you were a rep then?
So, I had the qualification. Didn't have the patter. Didn't have the lifestyle.
You see what I live with, guys? You just flip-flops on our beliefs. I am not a rep. I'm an entertainment team. So on me rep training, I did enjoy a lot. I learned a lot about how to...
Repping.
I learned a lot about that game where they pass a balloon all the way down the line without it touching the floor and then you're not using that.
Oh, hands. Yeah, we weren't on the 18 to 31. Oh, now, okay. That I could have got on board with.
Right, okay, yeah.
I worked in the gold. I worked with the adults only. And not in a good way.
All right, okay.
No, old.
Old as out.
You know. Yeah. Okay. Thompson Gold doesn't exist anymore, but
Thompson Gold.
That's where it was.
A lot of them won't after this, but carry on.
Big up Tui. Right.
So they get to the resort.
So they're at the resort. So his interest has faded.
So he said for the week, so she was fuck buddy for the week. of the training. Now they're at the resort. They happen to be on the same resort, and interest has faded. They're only fucking once a
week. And he'd only come back once a week. Oh, while shagging random bar crawl guests every other night of the week.
Player. Oi, oi.
Ming. When I think back now, I don't know why I even let this continue, as he had probably touched every fanny from Malia to Blackpool.
That's a t-shirt.
Yeah. Oh, bless her.
Every fanny from Malia to Blackpool.
Thing is, though, when you're abroad, you're on your own and you put up with a lot more shit than you normally would.
Yeah, you're away from home. And, yeah.
But I was so sure. It's easier, but I was so sure we were meant to be.
Yeah.
We weren't allowed to sleep with our guests.
Wow.
So we would swap numbers with them before the end of bar crawl while our manager was still around and then text them later to hook up. Brilliant. Ooh, we're getting all the goss.
Wow.
This boy, let's call him Craig, used to always drink too much too. And so one night I was hit by the little green monster when I saw Craig swapping numbers with a girl. And when I went to hug him goodbye, I swiped his phone out of his back pocket, knowing he wouldn't be able to text the girl to find her later.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's got very jealous, took his phone.
Wow.
Right. You think, okay, that's fair enough. Silly, but you've done it. Jealousy. Well, it's that thing, isn't it?
Whenever someone's in a no strings attached, isn't this just sex kind of thing?
Yeah.
One he is never.
Absolutely.
Is.
It's never.
One he is never
no,
is.
I
the
totally
other one
agree.
Is.
I totally agree.
I'm totally fine with it. Yeah, yeah, we can see other people. Meaning you can see other people and I'll just sit being gutted.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've all been there.
I'm always the gutted one.
I've been the gutted one. I've been the gutty.
Have you?
Is that the goody? Is that the word?
The one
probably
who,
not.
The player? You know, don't kid
I'm
yourself.
I'm kidding myself, yeah.
I mean, Chris, I
she's
love you.
She's probably at home crying.
You're not the bad boy. And that's why I love you.
No.
A short while later, he turned up at my door saying he was drunk and had lost his phone, but ended up climbing into bed with me.
All right. So even though he's getting the numbers, she knew that. That's weird. She's seen him getting the numbers and she knows he's shagging everyone else, but she's still letting him come in for the sex.
Desperate times. Desperate measures.
I suppose.
I felt a bit bad knowing his phone was locked in the safe of my room, but thought, oh, well, I'll sneak it back tomorrow and he won't think anything of it.
Got you.
He woke up before me and had already been to the shop to get a new phone, which comes with a new SIM and a new number. So I didn't bother returning the old one, as I was happy he had lost all female numbers in his old phone and they couldn't get him.
Wow. Wow.
This is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
So, time goes on. Mm-hmm. By the end of that summer, I had 32 mobile phones of his in my safe.
Fuck off.
That I had stolen from him on nights out.
32. Oh my God.
I don't know why I didn't bin them.
Oh my God.
32.
That, I didn't see that coming.
No, me neither.
Fuck, I'm speechless. I mean, I've got to commend.
It's pretty impressive.
The vigour she's done that with. The determination.
Yeah. I feel very sad for her.
He must have spent a fortune.
I know.
Well, even if they're only £10 each for a burner phone, even if it's £10 each, well, it's not. Let's be honest, it's probably 20 quid. That's
she
600
says
quid.
They're like 30 to 40 euros.
Shut the fuck up. Oh my God.
So she's gone on to say, I got away with it for so long because he always drank to extreme. So it was a case of, for fuck's sake, Craig's pissed and lost his phone again.
Wow.
On the last day when we were leaving to fly home and clearing the rooms, I had to get up mega early and sneak out with him in a plastic bag before he woke up because he had stayed at mine the night before.
That is amazing.
Isn't he? In brackets. Just to clarify, we used to have cheap 30 to 40 euro pay-as-you-go handsets from the Greek shops. Come I on. Only stole his iPhone once.
Once!
This is interesting. We actually ended up together for 4 years after this.
Oh, my word.
But really, I shouldn't have bothered as I eventually realised he was just as much of a dirty wanker as I should have known in Crete.
Goodness me.
There we go.
Wow. when we got home, I had, by the end of the 4 years, 6 of his house phones, 14 of his computers and 15 of his front doors with the letterbox on in me house.
She's ended this here with, P.S. I am now with a really lovely guy who thinks I am normal, but I do have a fake Instagram that I use to follow all of his ex-girlfriends as I like to know what they are up to.
You are a psychopath.
I actually tried to message you from that, but I don't think your Insta accepts messages from nutters.
Oh my God. Oh my God, love. You're
once a
maniac.
Crazy, always a crazy.
You're a maniac. You're a maniac. That's you need to knock that shit on the head, but fuck, fucking entertaining. Wow.
I could see the thing is, I could understand. I mean, I could understand the phone once. I can and I can't. 32 times.
How big's this safe? How big's this safe? It must be like a fridge.
That poor bugger, though. I mean, arsehole for keep phones. Being a dick, but like at the same time, you must think you're going crazy.
Yeah, but she should go, look, are we a thing or are you just going to keep getting numbers from girls? Have that conversation with him once or twice. If he keeps doing it, you're done.
Yes, but don't when you're 18, Chris, you don't have
Rosie,
that.
I'm thinking of the wastage of the phones.
I know. I hope she sold them.
I just could have took them to Wimbledon Common.
For the Wombles. Imagine giving them back on the last day. Look, it's been really
so good
fun. Here's your phones.
Yeah. Oh, I found all your phones, by the way, every night when you lost them and didn't tell you.
32. And then I found the last bit really interesting. This is what I saw.
The fake
she's
Instagram
with
account.
A guy, but she. This is the thing I found strange. She's following all of his ex-girlfriends.
So
why?
So weird. All it takes is for one of them to see that account and click on and go and put two and two together and go, these are all these we've all been out with the same guy. And weirdly, they'll think it's him. The worst thing is they'll think it's him.
But why? I don't really want to know what any of your ex-girlfriends, I don't think it's got anything to do with me, what your ex-girlfriends are now up to in their life
really
as
strange.
Women.
Yeah.
You know, probably got
doesn't
kids.
Doesn't just follow him. Like, it's not like she's checking his Insta, she's following what they're doing.
Yeah.
What's in case they randomly just put a photo of him up one day going, I miss you so much, I wish we were still together.
Who knows?
I love that she's written as well. Read the bit where she says, I'm with a guy now and, what is it?
I'm with a really lovely guy now who thinks I'm normal.
Who thinks I'm normal.
Because I'm not.
Yeah, there's a silent bracket. He's walking wrong in the end of that, isn't there?
Oh, no.
Ignorance is bliss. Good luck to the man sleeping next to her every night because she will murder you.
There'll be a Netflix special and I'll be watching it. It'll be on me list and I can't wait.
Your mum's already watched it. She's got how much fucking time on her hands. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. I'm a massive fan of the podcast and I really wanted to get involved. I just needed a worthy dilemma.
Oh.
Suddenly, I thought of the perfect question to ask as I need some help pretty soon.
Got you. Let's do it.
So for context, earlier this year, my boyfriend and I decided to buy a pack of 40 condoms.
40?
From Amazon.
Good grief. From Amazon? Who's buying the condoms from Amazon?
Chris.
That's so weird.
Shops are shut.
Not
well, no,
supermarkets.
They've said it works out cheaper than buying lots of packs of smaller amounts.
Oh, come on, man. What are you doing?
Box of 40.
No,
lockdown.
I'm not having this. Like, you can't. Nah. You can't be putting. It's important. If you don't want to have a kid, you know, you can't be putting. And your sexual health as well. You can't be fucking bargain binning your condoms.
There'll be proper condoms. You can buy proper condoms on Amazon.
40.
Do you think they've got cheapos?
Right, so you know if you go in some shops, you go in, them kind of shops that just pop up out of nowhere and they're called like Price Boost and stuff like that. And you buy like...
Sell
fucking,
vapes at the till.
Yeah. And you buy massive boxes of Colgate and you go home and you brush your teeth and it just doesn't taste the
same.
And then it's on Watchdogs saying they're made of like fucking acid, don't brush your teeth with these ones.
Yeah.
I feel like there might be a bit of that going on with the condoms from if you're buying
something
them
you
from
don't
want to
risk with either.
I just don't think you should be buying your condoms online. Unless you've got a circus dick and you need them from a specific circusdickcondoms.com or a tiny little dick, either way.
Yeah,
God bless you all. Right? God bless you all. Massive ball either way.
Not really.
But the bigger ball with the other one. Just, unless you've got some kind of freakish penis,
okay.
I don't think you should be buying your condoms online. That's just my opinion.
Right.
Buy your condoms from a reputable condom distributor. Not like me, who went to the corner shop to buy my first ever condoms. And the women knew who I was anyway, and I had to buy the condoms. It was really, really awkward.
Oh, no.
Really awkward.
Eaglins. Oh, you didn't go to Eaglins.
Next to the Rosencrown pub in Shields for my first condoms. I was like, can I get some condoms as well? They were like, yeah. And it was like a weird thing of like, oh, well done you.
Oh, no. It's got a post office now.
It's got everything.
Is it a spa?
I don't know. But it used to just be a corner shop.
That's
I knew both the ladies who worked there. closest place.
Why didn't you just go somewhere like where no one would know you?
Nowhere else did circus stick condoms. Just
wait, great. I can clarify, you haven't got a circus stick.
No.
How old were you when you first bought your first condom?
16 when I went there.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
16. Waited. Had to bat them off. You just got to stick to the rules. Honestly, breaking heart, crying, screaming, banging on the door. Really? Please, Chris, please. Look, not allowed. Look, you know the date, yeah. August the 3rd. Come back then.
Like the One Direction.
The year after. Right? I'll see you then.
I was 15. What a slay!
Just disgusting that.
I know. Ugh. But I had a really late birthday.
That's...
No, okay. All my friends were 16 before me because I'm the end of August.
27 days after mine.
Yeah.
So did you have it after the 3rd of August?
What do you mean?
Did you have sex after the 3rd of August when you were 15? Was that when it happened?
Probably before that.
Slag. No excuse. I waited.
My boobs came in at 40 and I was ready.
My boobs came in.
My pubes came at Holy Island. Listen, my body was telling me. Is telling me.
My mind's telling me no.
But my body.
Oh, guys, my depression has lifted for this. Can I just say, my depression has lifted this episode. That's why I'm a little bit more chipper.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah. Just want to say I was in a healthy relationship. It wasn't just like...
At 15, not consensual though, by law. So,
yeah,
yeah.
I mean, he was only 47. <That's>...
47. Wasn't. He was the same age as I know the guy.
Oh, God. That's weird.
What? I'm kept in touch. I've got a fake account. I follow him. Follow them all. Surprised most of them can use the internet at their age. They're doing well, though. Just photos of their grandkids and that.
Oh, my word. So, anyway, right.
Oh, we're halfway through a question.
Yes, Jesus. We were, yeah. So they bought 40 condoms off Amazon, right?
Ridiculous. Presumptuous. Presumptuous.
We got this delivered to an Amazon locker and took it to his house, hidden in his backpack, before he transferred the condoms into an inconspicuous Disney store cardboard box that I had given him a mug in so he could tell his mum that it contained sentimental lovey-dovey notes if she ever tried to look in it.
I find it creepy that they put it in a Disney box. I don't like that at all.
Well, it gets worse.
I just don't like that.
For context, they're both 19, but he shares a room with his younger brother.
Right.
Hence, the sneaking around.
Got you.
Okay.
Okay.
This was the perfect arrangement. Perfect. Like a Disney movie.
Far from perfect.
As every time we needed one, they were right there. 40 of the bad lads. And once we were done, we would pop the used condom back in its wrapper and back into the box so we didn't have to worry about getting rid of it.
Oh, you dirty, horrible sods. No! Oh, God! It'll be like a fucking cream cake.
Fast forward to now, and we are down to our last few condoms. Lockdown obviously put a halt to certain activities. At this point, some of the used condoms have been in that box for over half a year.
Fucking nah. Horrible.
And as you might expect... The thing reeks.
Of course it does. It'll smell like off fucking Yorkshire pudding mix. Dirty. Oh. I hate them. No, can I just say? No, Rosie, it's just the fact that going to get a condom, they say it kills the mood. Do you know what it is? It doesn't kill the mood, but it kind of stutters the mood.
Yeah, of course.
Not only does he have to get a condom,
yeah.
He has to thumb through
the used
fucking 30-odd manky used ones and get his old spunk and her old juices all over his fingers before he finds the new one. Oh, I've got one here. Oh, no, hold on. I just hadn't opened that one much. No, yeah, there's a dirty one in there, yeah.
Oh.
Dripping all over.
Like a dirty grabber.
That's horrendous.
The smell is a combination of latex, sweat, and embarrassingly fish.
That's horrendous. That you honestly, poor lad he shares a room with.
I know. There are grease marks all over the inside of the box.
Oh, my God, grease!
I really hope it's just from the lube.
Oh, I feel fucking sick. No, it doesn't take much. It takes a lot to turn my stomach, and this is upsetting me a lot, this, like, dirty bastards.
We know that we need to get rid of it ASAP, as honestly, it's a miracle that we stay in the mood after we've got the protection out of there and the smell has hit.
Oh, I didn't even... Oh! The fucking biohazard.
However, we're unsure whether it's possible to get rid of it without its contents being discovered and questioned. Jesus. Plus, the box is really cute. And I'd
Shut
quite
up.
Like to keep it. I'd just Febreze the shit out of it and potentially add a new lining of sorts.
Oh, so it's not a cardboard box. It's like a proper, like something you'd get a fucking trophy in.
Possibly.
With the velvet lining. That's even worse.
Oh, that's worse.
That's, I thought it was just a cardboard box.
That the mug was in.
Oh, it's like
no,
a proper,
it's a proper
like,
Disney
ornamental,
box.
Like what you get a watch in, an expensive watch.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, my.
This is upsetting, isn't it?
Oh, devastated.
Why would you choose that? What? Go to a bin. You're 19 year old.
That's the thing.
What are they doing?
Oh, we're worried that they might see we're taking the rubbish out of the house. Well, do you know what? If they haven't fucking smelt that by now, I'm guessing they're not very perceptive. You could probably walk out with it and go, I'm throwing this old box away.
What, you walk with it on?
It's fucking... I'm surprised it hasn't walked out by itself.
Right.
It's horrendous, that like.
So my first question is, what do we do?
Go and throw it in the bin.
How can we secretly throw away 40 condoms without being found
out? It's not 40 condoms, it's a box. You only know that it's 40 condoms, and I'm getting angry.
But they've got it in there. It's built up into something bigger than they can control now.
It's written all over the face. It is in old spunk.
It is.
dirty horrible.
No, it's like...
Listen, if you're listening, if you are the person listening now, I've hammered you, I've insulted you so much, but if you're still listening, just put it in a carrier bag. Two carrier bags, double bag it, and either put it in the backpack as you're going out, or just fucking hold it in your hand. Just walk out.
Yes,
your parents aren't going to be on you that much.
No, but in their brains, they have built it up so much that they think they are going to go to the front door, and the mom's going to be like, "What you got there?
Yeah. What you got?
Nothing.
What's happening?
What is it? Oh, yeah. let me see. And they've made it into something bigger than it needs to be. Pushed it in the bin.
The backstory you've given is going to make you look like fucking Hannibal Lecter if this ever gets found out. Well, careful when you're cleaning around there. Don't knock their sentimental box over. Oh, they keep sentimental memory stuff in there. Oh, let's have a look. Ah! It's every spunk that he ever did. Spaff. Dirty fucking rotters.
So bad, isn't
go
it?
Just go and throw it in the bin. It doesn't matter. Just go and throw it in the bin.
My thing now is, what bin do you put it in?
Double bag it, put it in the kitchen bin under all the stuff. Go and put it in. Recycle? No.
But you know, you obviously don't put them down the toilet. I know that.
Yeah.
But they just go normal bins, right?
Throw the box away as well. Please throw the box away. Put it in a carrier bag, bag it up, go into the kitchen bin, put it in the kitchen bin, go, this bin's getting full, I'll just take it out, done.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
If you've got a job, take it to work. Take it to the works bin.
Honestly, at this point, I would even go with just open your window and sling it out the fucking window and then just say someone threw it over the fence.
Can we just clarify? This probably wouldn't be happening if it wasn't COVID.
If it wasn't lockdown, yeah.
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 Everyone's stuck in the house. I kind of understand.
I don't understand it. No.
I still don't. It's absolutely disgusting. No, shameful, actually. If you're listening,
shameful.
Honestly,
you're disgusting.
Get rid of them condoms, the you monkey, horrible bastards.
Bury them in the garden by nightfall if you have to.
The dog will get them.
Oh. You will as well. Dogs love a bit of that.
Dogs love used condoms. I mean, we've had the stories.
Multiple stories, yeah.
And let's not put used condoms in a Disney box.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's so horrible.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. I don't know why.
No, I don't know.
I just don't think it's right.
Just put them in the Amazon box that they came in.
Oh, maybe,
not
yeah.
the Disney box.
Oh, God.
Horrible.
I've got it. I've just worked out. What? I've just worked out how to get rid of it.
How?
Get a takeaway. Get pizza. Take the pizza up to the room and the side dishes and everything.
Mm.
Finish it all,
mm.
right? Put the boxes in.
Mm-hmm.
Put all the condoms into the pizza box.
Yep.
Fold the pizza box in half and go, I'm just going to take this straight up to the top bin.
Oh, is any left of that pizza? It smells delicious. Let me, what kind of pizza did you get? Let me see.
Anchovy. Anchovy, can you smell it?
Wouldn't work.
Not if the pizza box is folded up.
Oh, what's pizza? They've obviously
rolled it up.
Very, very suspicious parents.
Yeah.
One word, Chris.
No, I don't like it.
Sorry. Babadoo, 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 ba. Once again, as always, thank you so much for tuning in to our lovely little podcast. Shagrin Annoyed is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Thank you so much, guys. I hope you're okay. We hope you're hanging in there. The end is hopefully nearly in sight.
This is it.
Yeah, thank you so much for sticking with us and keep listening. We will be back next week. Until then, please do continue to send in your emails to shagmarinoid@gmail.com. The merch is still available on the website, and if you use the code STRANGLEWANK, I'm joking. Thanks very much, guys. Bye.
Bye. Please don't.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.